SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Is another member of a congressional squad about to get the boot? We'll soon find out. It's primary day in Minnesota.
Progressive Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar, a sharp critic of how Israel has conducted the war in Gaza, is trying to avoid the fate of two of her closest allies in the squad who lost their primaries. She's defending her Minneapolis area 5th district seat against a repeat challenge from former city council member Don Samuels. In Minnesota's main statewide race on the ballot, conservative populist and former NBA player Royce White facing a more conventional GOP candidate, Navy veteran Joe Frazier. The winner will challenge Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar. I'm Julie Walker.
The world is on edge, waiting for the other shoe to drop, anticipating an Iranian attack on Israel and then Israel's response. Also at SRNnews.com, Elon Musk says it was a cyber attack that delayed his interview last night with former President Trump on the X platform. Once the interview did get underway about 40 minutes late, Mr. Trump blasted Vice President Harris for her stand on Israel and the Palestinians.
He's bad for both. Biden actually did something that was impossible. Both sides hate him, you know, both sides. That was a hard thing to do, unification. And I say, if you're a Jewish person or if you believe in Israel, if you're a person that, you know, is a very pro-Israel, if you vote for her, you ought to have your head examined.
Mr. Trump planning a return to Butler, Pennsylvania for a rally in October. Ernesto, the name of the latest tropical storm out in the Atlantic, expected to be moving toward the U.S. and British Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico later today. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 175 points. The Nasdaq ahead 210. The S&P 44 points higher. This is SRN News. Tim Walz has a problem with the First Amendment.
Kamala Harris' vice presidential running mate says the amendment is, quote, no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech. Legal scholars point out that he's simply wrong on the face of it. But some religious leaders wonder what the Minnesota governor means by misinformation or hate speech. Does that cover Bible passages that condemn homosexuality? What does Walz really want to prevent Americans from being able to say? Michael Harrington, SRN News.
13 books have been banned from all public schools in Utah. It's the first wave of bans expected under a new law prohibiting books with pornographic or indecent material to be made available in school libraries and classrooms. Across the country, book challenges and bans have risen to the highest levels in decades as parents have become aware of what their kids are being exposed to. Public and school-based libraries have been swamped with complaints from community members and conservative organizations like Moms for Liberty. This is SRN News. The bipartisan House panel investigating the Trump assassination attempt is getting down to business.
Representatives Mike Kelly and Jason Crow, the task force chair and top Democrat respectively, sent a Monday letter to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe Jr., as well as separate letters to Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray. They requested any documents or records that have already been handed over to the House and Senate. Kelly and Crow are also requesting the FBI, DHS, Secret Service, and DOJ provide a staff briefing to review the responses to Congress so far, and to discuss the task force's priorities with respect to documents and information moving forward. The briefing, they add, should be scheduled as soon as possible, but no later than August 16, 2024. In Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
Come November, voters in Arizona will decide whether to add the right to an abortion up to about 24 weeks in that state's constitution. More details at SRNnews.com.